Bob Marley.
On railroad track.
Okay, folks, we're back. We're back, and there is an exodus. It's an exodus out of mainstream media into alternative media or parallel media or whatever you like to call it. We call it indie media here on the Indie Media on the Air show. And if you're interested in what it means to build a decentralized network of radio stations coming from communities all over America, we have a hell of a show today. We are live in the studio at KPFK-FM. We are on the line with Sonny from Enemy Combatant Radio up north, Chris Burnett from Kill Radio here, who is out in New York right now, Bradley from Free Radio Santa Cruz, and Kat from IMC Radio in New York. Everybody is prepping and planning, and all parties are looking toward the beginning, the first critical mass radio network netcast / broadcast, which will take place this Friday, August 27th, in honor of, if honor is the right word, of the gathering, the Republican gathering in New York City. I would like to invite Lotus on the air. Lotus, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you?
Great to have you on the line. Lotus is joining us from Radioactive San Diego, and Lotus is one of the principal folks down there. That's a community radio station, a very, very fine one down in San Diego. Lotus, thanks for coming on the air, and tell us why Critical Mass Radio Network means something to you.
Because I think that something that indie media has really demonstrated is that the power of networks and relationships is really powerful. And, I mean, I think of what we've seen through indie media, and now hopefully what we'll see through CRMN is that, you know, people, lots of different diverse people working together in different places can do really great things.
Tell us about Radioactive San Diego, Lotus.
Well, we've been broadcasting on the Internet for a little bit over a year now, and we're just trying to provide community access to media. And so we're a collective of folks producing shows and putting on benefit shows and just creating infrastructure for people that want to make media to come and plug in.
And do you imagine that you'll be, are you 24/7 yet, or you have a, what's your schedule like?
Right now, I mean, we're broadcasting 24/7, but we don't actually have content 24/7. I mean, we have, you know, music. We have a handful of DJs that do a couple shows a week. And you can see the schedule actually on the website at radioactiveradio.org.
Radioactiveradio.org on the net for those of you listening in from further south from here. Okay, so just to give people out in KPFK land a look at what we're talking about, we're talking about Critical Mass Radio Network, which is the onset of a decentralized, community-based radio initiative that looks to create a net-based stream available, high-quality stream available for pickup by anyone around the country who wants to grab it and feed it to their audiences, and that can be both on the net and for those inclined. It can be for folks who are broadcasting into their communities. We have a bunch of people from around the country on the air with us today. Chris, let me jump back to you in New York for just a minute. There is a really a high need and interest for this kind of exercise and for people to participate in a network like this. How do people join Critical Mass Radio Network? What is the process by which they become part of the network?
Well, as I was saying earlier, we have a document that's called Principles of Unity, and that document spells out a lot of very specific points about the organizing structures, the desire to have an open, participatory community organizations that would join and be part of the network. The idea is that that there's, you know, not non-discrimination. That there's about seven principles, and I don't have them in front of me. But, you know, creating an environment where people would want to participate in something where they agree with these principles. And right now, the idea is that as other stations, local community stations want to get involved, they contact us and they review those principles and help us also to continue the process of how people would get involved into the network. And as I was saying earlier, we are at the point of still developing what it means in terms of criteria for participation and what that actually means. So we're still working on some of that stuff. But
and of course, people are welcome to join the process of discovery around criteria and what it means to join the network.
Yes.
Right. If you're listening out there on the web or what have you, and you want to find out more about joining Critical Mass Radio, drop an email to info@criticalmassradio.net. That's info@criticalmassradio.net.
Steve, can I just interject something here?
Lotus?
Yeah.
Please do. I know we only have you for a minute.
Another great way for people to get involved is, much like Indie Media, for people just to plug into local projects. So if you're in San Diego, you can get involved with Radioactive and plug in that way. Or if you're in L.A., you can work with Kill Radio or in New York. Yeah.
Exactly. Sonny, how about Enemy Combatant? How do people get involved up there?
Well, you can check out www.enemycombatantradio.net. We have regular meetings, and we're always looking for people to contribute pre-produced audio. It's pretty easy to upload it to the web at indiebay.org. And if you've got a story or something you want to talk about, if you know someone that wants to be interviewed on the air, you can also call us at 415-864-1006.
Bradley, you have been part of a on-the-air or over-the-airwaves radio initiative for quite some time, and I know we touched on this a little bit earlier, but would you please direct the listeners to resources for audio that's available for those who are interested on the web? What, you know, Radio for All being one?
Yeah, radioforall.net is one such project. Radio.indiemedia.org is another. Those are basically the two main places to go on the Internet, and a lot of other producers will tap into that, so you can find the links from there.
And these are massive archives with links towards content that are available.
Yeah, that's correct. Great. We have archived material on our website, too, at freakradio.org, freakradio.org.
Got it. Okay, we're going to keep moving. And Kat, while you touched on this a little bit earlier about voices, yes, there is, in fact, a lot of people who are familiar to the audience who show up. We, of course, know Amy Goodman, and we know alternative radio, and we know the names, so to speak. But you touched on something really critical, which is the unheard voices. And the intention of Radio IMC New York this week, and I'm sure going forward, could we touch on that a little deeper? What does it mean to reach out into the community and ask people who haven't had an opportunity to express their point of view, their creativity, to engage them with radio?
Well, it's a complicated question. I mean, I work with Rise Up Radio in New York as well as with the IMC, and Rise Up Radio is a collective show on BAI, so I work sort of on two outreach fronts. And in general, I think that radio is a medium that's really engaging for people, and people want to plug into it because everyone has a voice and the technology is not incredibly hard to learn. But at the same time, there's sort of an intimidation. People are sometimes frightened of the technology, or people feel alienated because some of the media spaces that they've been to, even in the sort of grassroots community, are often very white. So communities of color sometimes don't feel as welcome as they might. And I think that New York City, IMC in general, and the sound team in particular, you know, not that the other teams aren't, but I can only speak for the sound team, has really been trying to go out through our grassroots activist connections, through the groups that we've interviewed, the groups that we're in contact with, the groups whose benefits we go to and cover and whose events we cover and support, to say we don't just want to come and cover you, we want you to come and be the host. We don't want us to go out to your event and give our report. We want you to call us and give us your report. And it's about making sure that people know that that is out there, that it's not just that we want to come and sort of be the media vulture on their activism, but that they can be their own media makers. And then also giving people the skills and really putting in the time to do trainings, to have trainings available on writing for radio, on editing, on basic stuff, how to handle a mic, how to use a mini disc recorder, and having that be available on a pretty consistent basis. And we're going to try to have trainings running all throughout the whole convention so that people who are kind of coming in and maybe just finding out about IMC or independent media in general for the first time during the convention, if they want to come and plug in, we're going to try to get them on right away.
Sonny, if Critical Mass Radio Network comes on as strong as one would hope that this type of initiative would come on, what is that going to mean to Enemy Combatant Radio locally? Is that going to build out the initiative up there?
Oh, sure. I mean, absolutely. I think anytime you have an influx of resources, things, you know, become all that much stronger. But I think what's really phenomenal about it, though, is that it really, encourages people to start thinking in globally as opposed to, you know, just about their own local issues and really looking, like, actively looking for those resources in all the different cities across the community, you know, across the U.S. And that's one of the things that I really kind of find cheesy, but I really cherish about indie media is the relationships and the alliances and the solidarity that I've been able to build with people all over the world. And it's no matter where you go, you automatically have a place where you can call home. And it's people that are sharing the same vision. And I've never experienced anything like that in my life. I think it's amazing.
I couldn't agree more with you. Chris, you're in New York right now, and one imagines that a year from now there are 50 or 100 stations on Critical Mass Radio Network. What will the frequency of broadcasts be if things really start to build out? I think you mentioned earlier that it's going to start along the model of the Critical Mass bike ride, the last Friday of every month, all the stations will come together. Will that? I assume that will increase in frequency as more stations jump in, and how is that going to work?
Well, I mean, one would hope so, but certainly can't predict how that will happen. But, you know, that would be a nice goal to achieve, to where we have more regular coordinated broadcasts. And we'll see how it goes. And we really just don't know. And, maybe eventually we'll come together once every week, and maybe eventually we'll come together once every day for an hour or 2 hours. And it's just a matter of, you know, the energy and the desire to be coming together in this kind of environment. And if people feel that they're getting something out of it and that it's empowering to their local communities, then it makes sense to keep doing it. And, you know, if it doesn't make sense to keep doing it, then it shouldn't keep going. And I think we just have to be flexible. And I think one thing about indie media is that it is flexible. And taking that sort of, you know, experience and applying it to this project as well. And let's just, you know, try it and see where it goes. And if it's successful, we'll have more people participate. And I should mention, I mean, that's the reason that indie media is so successful, because people take it upon themselves and organize themselves within, you know, this sort of network structure. It would never have happened if any of this was centralized.
You're getting back to the idea of decentralized and decentralized efforts, and obviously Critical Mass Radio Network is a prime example of that. For our listeners, you're listening to KPFK FM 90.7 in Los Angeles, up at 98.7 in Santa Barbara, and kpfk.org on the web. We are on the air today speaking with a number of the folks who have jumped in at the very earliest stages of an incredibly exciting decentralized international radio network that's composed of independent community radio stations, one would hope over time all over the world, currently all over the United States. CMRN, Critical Mass Radio Network, is organized for the purpose of broadcasting a coordinated signal over the Internet that is broadcast quality and capable of being delivered over the FM band for those local radio activists who are interested in going live. On the air with us today, we have Sonny from Enemy Combatant Radio up in the Bay Area, Chris from Kill Radio, Bradley from Free Radio Santa Cruz, and Aaron from Kill Radio down here, and Kat from IMC New York. Bradley, you have been part of a crew that is about to become in a collaboration with Critical Mass Radio Network. Do you find Santa Cruz collaborating with the local, or let's just say the regional indie media radio folks, like some of the ones who are on the air, or is this a first for you guys?
Yeah, I would say that Free Radio Santa Cruz collaborates with a lot of groups in the area, because a lot of times different members of different groups will want to have a show on Free Radio, so it's kind of like a natural sort of gateway between the community and these different organizations in Santa Cruz. And myself, for example, I did come to Free Radio with the goal to make a greater tie between the Indie Media Network and the Free Radio Santa Cruz. So my show is called the Indie Newswire Show, kind of modeled after Indie Media On Air as well. And I look at the Independent Media Center Network. You know, I look for good audio. I look for good stories to read. And I focus on Santa Cruz to kind of highlight what people are contributing right here to this community and show them that it's just another access to get their voice out is through the Indie Newswire Show and through Free Radio Santa Cruz and through we have Indie News, a local version of the Indie Newsreel here, which is shown on our community television stations. And we distribute the newspaper Fault Lines that's being put out by Indie Bay up in the Bay Area, Indie Media. So we're trying to bring as many different formats of media to people here in Santa Cruz.
Fantastic. And Sonny, you folks have done some serious collaboration with different indie medias around the region. I know that.
Right. And also, you know, just even low-power FM stations, the now struggling San Francisco Liberation Radio, which had been broadcasting for over a decade and is now still, you know, mired down in court with the FCC over its right to broadcast, has been a tremendous ally. And where there's also, you know, I mean, San Francisco is one of those places where radio stations seem to just pop up out of nowhere overnight. And Pirate Cat Radio has broadcasted, has syndicated a lot of our content as well. And of course, Freak Radio in Santa Cruz, we love those guys. They're definitely strong allies.
That was a shout-out, Bradley.
That was a shout-out, Bradley.
Okay, so I just also know that that up at Enemy Combatant, you guys have been involved in training people, a lot of training, giving people access to skills they didn't have before, yeah?
Right. I mean, you know, going back to even the most basic things that make radio happen, like transmitters, you know, Stephen Jennifer pioneered it, and since then there have been a kind of a crew of people that have been essential in getting those skills out to people all the way up the scale to training people in audio production. We syndicate, Enemy Combatant Radio syndicates a show content on Cal-X in Berkeley and also at KUSF in San Francisco on a regular basis. And that's kind of, it's a really nice teaching tool because then we can kind of integrate new people in working on these smaller projects, and that eventually leads up to hopefully a much longer broadcast at some time in the future.
Do you expect that the efforts of Critical Mass Radio Network are going to play out well in your town? And do you think that this will be a huge resource for folks over the next period?
You know what, I really do. And I think something that San Francisco especially is in need of is, like I said, we've kind of become known throughout the nation as a place that's like a home for pirate radio or low-power FM radio, micro radio. And a lot of it is music radio. I mean, a lot of it is, you know, what people characterize as party stations, stations that play music 24 hours a day. And one of the really wonderful things about Enemy Combatant Radio is that it is definitely politically driven. I mean, this is content that is that's based in analysis, that's based in communication and talking to people, in relating stories and narratives. And it's not just about music. It's not just about being, you know, being a cool DJ, having a cool show. And, you know, I think that's something that people forget. We have this, you know, this mantra, this war cry that we are always putting out there, you know, that we're going to take the airwaves back and it's our right, you know, to be on the air. Well, it is our right to be on the air, but it's also a responsibility. It's also a privilege. And, you know, we really have to keep focused on the kind of content that we're putting out there, because the minute that we start, you know, broadcasting just to fulfill, like, our own agendas, well, the public has a right to, you know, ask us not to be on the air anymore and to ask someone else to take over that is really has the public's best interest at heart.
Well put. I think that that's a pretty deep guideline for all of us who are involved in alternative media. Kat, you are listening, I know, from New York, and you're about to have a week to remember. What are your hopes for the week upcoming, and what do you hope for Critical Mass Radio's participation in that?
Well, for the week upcoming, I hope that we can get the information that people need about what's going on in the streets. I hope that we can bring the voices of the people who don't usually make it into the media to all the people listening. People are going to be tuning in, I think, from all around the world. So it's a chance for us to bring the voices of Americans to an audience that often hears only the administration that doesn't represent the views of the people of this country. And I hope that we can, you know, get some more people engaged in what we're all doing and get more people involved in this movement to make our own media. And I also, you know, I really feel so gratified by the experiences I'm having on a daily basis of meeting all these amazing people who are coming in to work on all these different aspects, people from Enemy Combatant and all the people who are coming in from all over the country to work on this. And, you know, it's not just about the great content that we're going to be putting out. It's also about all the networks that we're going to be building that I think will carry us way beyond this coming week. And just as the last thing, I'm also really excited about this daily roundup that we're going to be doing. I think it's going to be a really good way for people who aren't able to tune into the whole stream to kind of get a half-hour snapshot of every day's events.
Daily Roundup, and that will be able to be found where?
It's going to be posted at radio.socialtechnology.net, and it's going to be available for download and obviously for rebroadcast. Then there's going to be we're going to be streaming at radio.socialtechnology.net and then also mirrored all over the web.
So,
and the mirrors will be listed at that site as well.
So for those listeners tuning in today, if you want to find out what's happening in real time, real information, real truth about what's going on in New York instead of the corporate media reportage you will be seeing on your television, you should definitely check out the links that Kat just mentioned. Okay, Bradley, are you coming into New York for the festivities?
No, I'm going to be here in Santa Cruz, but we do have other free radio correspondents that will be in New York.
And how are they going to be giving you guys reportage from the streets there?
Yeah, they plan to call in from the streets. It's kind of become a bit of a tradition for people to go to protests and call in to Free Radio Santa Cruz,
Be
it former DJs, current DJs, listeners, people that just know about us. They call us up because a lot of times there's just somebody here in the studio that's ready to put you out right on the air, record that call, and get it right posted on Indie Media, 5 minutes after the conversation. So people are definitely going to be calling in to Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Great. For folks who are just tuning in, we are on the line with a bunch of folks from Low Power FM radio initiatives and net radio initiatives from San Francisco, Santa Cruz, San Diego, New York City, other places. And we're talking about the launch of Critical Mass Radio Network. Critical Mass Radio Network is a decentralized international radio network that's composed of independent community radio stations, possibly an unprecedented initiative to organize the voices of those that would reflect the ideas and the communities that they are in. It is a remarkable undertaking. It is the very beginning. It can be the website for Critical Mass Radio Network will be going live, I think, Thursday, Chris. Is that correct?
CriticalMassRadio.net.
And on Thursday, for those listeners who are interested, you will see the birth of what could be a very powerful community radio movement or a networked community radio movement. Chris, could you give us a minute or two on what your hopes are for the network going forward, you and others who have been working towards this?
Well, the first thing I really want to say is that I'm tired of being lied to by the mainstream press. I'm tired of their distortions, their framing of issues, their choosing of information very carefully, and I'm just tired of it. I feel that for many, many years growing up in this country, once you realize how this thing works and how they manipulate people and distort facts and information to advance their own interests in terms of their advertising base, what I hope to see out of this is that people say enough is enough and get involved and find a way to use their own voice, whether it be in this sort of radio network, Critical Mass Radio Network, or an independent media center locally, or what have you. I think this media movement that a lot of us have been involved in for a long time isn't just about speaking to other people. It's about empowering ourselves to find that voice, to learn to speak against people who do not have the same interests that we do, and they're serving the interests of power.
Sunny, you have any thoughts along those lines?
I mean, I couldn't agree with Chris more, and I think that, I just in terms of my own personal evolution or, coming to terms with what the media is, I was involved in many different activist thing, projects for a long time, and finally I realized that, a lot of what I was doing just wasn't making any headway with anything, and I think part of the reason is that all these corporations, the government, the military, they all have very specific watchdogs, and those watchdogs are or the corporate media. And I realized that if I was really going to make a difference in any of the activist activities that I was involved in, then I was really going to have to start doing something about those guard dogs. And I think that, when you start playing with people's lives in terms of what you write in the papers or what, the scenes that you choose to show on television, that's probably one of the most heinous war crimes that one could possibly even think of.
Beautiful thought. I want to pass over to Kat. Kat, do you what drew you to all of this? Where this passion is being expressed?
Oh, I'm kind of a news junkie. I've always been really interested in the news, and as someone who's been involved in grassroots political activism for a really long time, it's never there. It's like it doesn't exist. All the work that me and everybody else I know is doing is as if it was never happening, if you only were reading the New York Times or the other sort of so-called liberal media outlets that are in fact so conservative. And, like everybody else is saying, there's just a point where you have to take matters into your own hands and start making the media that you want to see and hear.
I really want to thank you. And, Bradley, thank you for joining us. I want to thank Chris Burnett, Bradley from Free Radio Santa Cruz, Sonny from Enemy Combatant Radio, Aaron from Kill Radio here in the studio, Kat from IMC New York, Indie Media, holding down the radio fort there. I just want you all to know that you're listening to Indie Media On Air, KPFK FM Los Angeles, and you have just heard the launch of Critical Mass Radio Network. Go to criticalmassradio.net on Thursday and see the site live. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Alan Minsky. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Ian Johnson. We are out of here.
You've been listening to Indie Media On the Air, heard Mondays from 3 to 4 in the afternoon on your community station, KPFK Los Angeles, 90.7 FM and 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, heard around the world at kpfk.org. KPFK presents Moments with Jim Hightower. Jim will be signing his new book, Stop Beating Around the Bush, tonight from 7 to 10 p.m. in Los Angeles at the Emmanuel Presbyterian Church. Voices from the Frontline with Eric Mann is coming up next. Please stay tuned.